came to know you, and I attend my first church service because I love you. Because when you love God, you can go to any place that even the priest... You know, the Bible says in Philippians, some people preach out of gain, some people out of envy, some people out of strife. In Philippians chapter 2 says that. So sometimes you go to a place that has wrong motives and this and that, but because you're an innocent little sheep, you went there because you love God. While everybody else is dead and dying and backslidden, even the priest up there is backslidden, the song leader is backslidden, the usher is backslidden, the person on the pew next to you is backslidden. But you went there because you love God. God's presence will be all around you, except everywhere else with everybody else. That's a special thing. And if you ask me, Pastor, why are you so different from many other people that I met or preachers? Because I'm trying to find the reason for love. If I have to talk to someone, if someone makes me angry, I have to shut down everything, go to God, repent for my anger, and say, God, if I'm going to talk to this person, I must find the love for this person before I speak to this person. In a very fierce tone, but I love you. But deep in my heart of heart, I had to find that love. Because that love will still come true. Do you know that that's what God meant us to be? What was His commandment He left behind? That you love one another as I have loved you. And isn't it sad that of all the places where we should find love is with Christians and the church, and that is where sometimes we don't find it. We find judgment, condemnation, fear, strife, evil, gain, iniquity. We find everything under the sun but love. Father, forgive us, for we have turned so far away. There's one place. If there's one place, if God is love and Christians are the people of God, where can the world find love? Us. Now, I don't care where any one of us end up, where every one of us be, but remember this. You must become an instrument of love. That's point number three. Your only reason for doing everything is the love of God and the love of man. If I had to pick up my guitar to do something, to sing, I won't pick up because I want people to hear my songs that are nice. I won't pick up because I like to play the guitar. I won't pick up because I like people to see how well I can do some things. Those are not the reasons. You have to pick it up because, Father, I'm picking up this guitar. I'm playing it because I love you. And I want to turn this guitar to an instrument of sounds of love to you. That these 3 points, I can call this last 3 sermon, not just the most important things in Christian life, but the secrets of where my spiritual life lies. You want a secret? These are the secrets. You find the love of God for everything. You have to cook food upstairs as your turn comes. You and I know what life is like. We fall into routines. We fall into habits. And the main reason gets hidden behind all the secondary practical reasons that you can feel, see and touch. Yes, we cook food because we need to cook. It's our time. Yes, we do it because it is something that people are hungry. They need to eat. Yes, we want them to fellowship, have a bit of time instead of rushing away after church. So we have the food. Good reasons. You can name 1,001 reasons, as many as the Arabian Nights. But all your reasons will pale in comparison to the main one, that if you don't have, your 1,001 reasons are useless. If you don't have that one. You get 1,000 and you miss that one, it's gone. And that one must be because you love the Lord. And because you love people. So the next time you pick up the sandwich, say, "Oh, I love you, Lord." Pluck. "I love you, Lord." Pluck. I tell you, even making a sandwich can be the most spiritual experience. At the end of making 10 sandwiches, you could have actually been born again 3 times and baptized with the Holy Spirit 4 times and healed 1,000 times over. And then your Christianity will be the most enjoyable Christianity you could ever have. They're simple principles. But they work. They work for me. They will work for you. I love you. You know that every sermon I have preached is because I love you. Got no other reason except I love you and want to see you grow in the love of God. Let's pray. Father, we pray that your Spirit will take a hold of our hearts and our lives. Open our eyes to see ourselves as you see us. Cause us, O God, to know you the way we should. Cause us, Lord, to love you with an unfailing deep love that we always have. Forgive us when we do not do as you want us to do. When the love within our hearts fail. When we replace human words with God's words. Human principles with God's principle. Revive our hearts, O God. In Jesus' name. Let's all rise together and sing the song, "I Love You, Lord." And for some reason, this morning, I just want to give an open altar call. And if you find not everyone, you need to come up. I mean, you all know your walk with God. But you do find that in your heart, in your mind, that the Holy Spirit is just speaking to you this morning and saying, "My child, that word is for you." And you know that there's something missing in your Christian life. Something that you just wanting to grasp a hold of, but you seem to always miss it. These are the keys that will make your Christian life so different from everything else you've ever experienced. And as you sing that song, "I Love You, Lord," I'd like you to come forward. If you know the Holy Spirit wants you to do so, and kneel down in front here. And just with all your heart says, "I love you, Lord. Forgive me when I don't fulfill all that you want me to do. And renew a right heart and the right love within our lives. Thank you, Father. I love you, Lord. And I lift my heart." Let's come and kneel down before God. I'm going to pray that the love of God be in your hearts. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King. What you do here, let me be a
sweet, sweet sound in your ears. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Father, we pray for these who kneel down before you. We pray, Father God, that the love of God will be shed abroad in their hearts. In a deep and mighty way, Father, we pray that the love of God will come upon their life, and you will melt each one of them in the sunlight of your love, that they would know that your love for them is far greater than even their understanding, their mind. The love of God that passes all understanding will garrison their hearts and their mind. It will come upon their hearts and fill them over and over again, that they will know, Father, that it's your love that has touched their lives. It's your love that has changed their lives. Even right now, seal your love and work in their hearts, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. We just have a moment of silent meditation before we adjourn upstairs. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the things that you have, Father. We just bless you. Seal your work in each life. Seal it, Lord. Speak in each way. Speak in a way that only you know we can receive. That we may love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen.